up 8 o'clock this Friday, July 14th. Time for us to do some movie reviews. We're joined this morning by Dawn and John with Movie Night Traffic Light. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Gotta love Fridays, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
So you guys are joining us this morning for a little movie review, and talk a little bit about the movies coming out.
Well, this week we're going to talk about A Scanner Darkly and You and Me and Dupree, and those are the two big movies that are coming out this week.
Yeah. All right, and A Scanner Darkly is that one that I saw you see the poster and you're like, I think I recognize those people, but
exactly.
They're cartoons.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It's got Keanu Reeves in it. And get this, Jenny, it's got Woody Harrelson, Winona Ryder, and Robert Downey Jr.
Wow.
Those guys probably have more issues than National Geographic, the three of them. So we're expecting a good movie, but we didn't realize at the time when we saw it that it's animated. So that throws you a little bit.
Oh, you didn't? You had never seen the poster as
it? No, not when we'd seen it. In fact, have you seen any of those commercials on TV where it looks like they don't have enough money to pay the actors or whatever, so they get some people in front of a camera and then they animate over the top of it?
I love those commercials. I get incredibly intrigued by them because I'm just sitting there going, wow.
Yeah, well, that's how this whole entire movie is, which is actually a little disturbing in the movie. But I don't know if you've heard of Philip K. Dick. He wrote a novel back in the 1970s, and this is actually the adaptation of that novel. And it's about future California, and there's a whole bunch of drug problems in future California, apparently. And the authorities...
I wonder how that happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where they got that. But, and the authorities are trying to figure out where, you know, this is all coming from. So they put secret agents into the field really deep undercover, and that's Keanu Reeves. He's one of these really super undercover agents. But unfortunately, he gets really pulled into the drug scene, and he gets totally whacked out on drugs. And his drug buddies are, of course, Robert Downey Jr., Winona Ryder, and Woody Harrelson.
Oh, how perfect.
I know. And he's eventually, though, so drugged out that they have to commit him to a rehab facility. And the characters in the movie don't really figure out where the drugs are really coming from, but the audience is tipped off to it, so you know what's going on by the end of it. And we were trying to figure out what A Scanner Darkly means. And I think Scanner is supposed to be Big Brother, like Big Brother is watching everybody to try to figure out what's going on.
Oh, so you don't feel like you really understand, even after the movie, what the title is about.
It's really kind of philosophical.
Yeah, it's a very dark movie, and the animation is, for a commercial it would be all right, but in this you're almost, it's like watching a strobe light for 2 hours. It gets very disoriented. It goes along with a kind of a bizarre, very dark story, so I love the cast, but the way this movie was done, it was just kind of too freakish and weird for us, I think.
Yeah, and so on our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate A Scanner Darkly. Unfortunately, we're going to rate it red. This one is just a little too weird.
A little too weird. Okay,
yeah.
So You and Me and Dupree is the one that has Matt Dillon, Kate Hudson, who I happen to, I don't know what it is about her. I love her.
Yeah.
I do too now, actually, after seeing the movie.
Really?
Well,
I actually read somewhere that she's unclothed more than she's clothed in the film.
Yeah.
She's adorable. That's the right way to say it.
Really?
And they do take advantage of her beauty in the movie.
But to be honest with you, I wasn't looking forward to the movie because even the title kind of bothers me. You, Me, and Dupree. I figured they'd want to go with something like Honeymoon Crashers.
Okay, so give us a little rundown on the movie.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Owen Wilson is the other one that stars in this movie, and he is Dupree. And he's one of those guys that's the loser best friend and nothing ever goes right for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's Kate Hudson's and Matt Dillon's best man in their wedding. And he has to spend a whole week in Hawaii doing that whole thing. Well, he gets back to the States and he finds out he's lost his job and his apartment while he's gone. So, of course, he moves in with Matt and Kate.
Right.
And she gets a little irritated with his habits because she actually finds him sleeping commando in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And he starts their house on fire. So she's a little irritated with the whole thing, but feels sorry for him. Yeah. those will end up making you mad. But Matt ends up spending a whole lot of time at work. So Dupree actually ends up being a really good friend of Kate. Unfortunately, Matt thinks there may be a little something going on between those two, and he totally loses it. He ends up tearing their marriage apart, which is kind of a bummer, but Dupree steps up, and he digs deep inside himself to find some kind of mojo he didn't even know he had, and he tries to get those guys back together.
This one is actually a slow starter, Jenny. It's in the early part, you know, Owen Wilson is the party dude that's wreaking havoc on the newlyweds, kind of a typical couples comedy type stuff. The acting is a little awkward, the situation seems forced, but somewhere in the middle of this movie, he kind of transitions to the likable screw-up guy instead of the party dude.
Uh-huh.
And after that, the chemistry is great, the comedy is really fresh, it's really funny, so if you can endure the first hour of the movie, you'll probably really enjoy the second hour of the movie.
Yeah, so on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate You, Me, and Dupree a yellow. Caution, this one is just okay, but like John said, hang in for the last part. That's really the best part.
I liked it better than the breakup, actually. I'm probably one of the
oh, better than the other kind of date movie.
Yeah, this one definitely has more comedy than the breakup by far.
Okay,
it was
cool.
Funny, yeah.
Great. Well, I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
And John and Don are going to be joining us for movie reviews. It's always nice to know what's hitting the theaters this weekend. What are the new, especially in this heat, what better way to spend your weekend but getting out of the heat a bit and checking out a movie.
Exactly. Thanks, Jenny.
Hey, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Sure.
Have you seen An Inconvenient Truth yet?
No, not yet. The Al Gore movie?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go check that out this weekend, and if you guys are able to, it would be really neat to maybe discuss that next week.
Okay. Sure, no problem.
That'd be fine.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
All right, Jenny, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks for being
here.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Don and John there with the movie night Traffic Light. Coming up next week, they're also going to preview Lady in the Water and The Monster House. So that should be really fun as they join us for movie reviews on Fridays. Daniel Powder's ahead with Bad Day and Coldplay's Clocks is next. It's 92.9 The Mountain.
Quality music. True variety.
With Jenny in the Morning.
On 92.9 The Mountain.
KWMT.